The midterm elections are fast approaching, and VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party candidates running for statewide office. You can hear these interviews in the weeks leading up to the November election on All Things Considered and Morning Edition. Today, we're speaking with Bruce Buza, an independent candidate for U.S. Senate. He's running for the seat that's currently held by independent Senator Bernie Sanders. Bruce Buza, thanks for speaking with us.
Why, thank you.
So you're a first-time candidate. Why did you choose to run for U.S. Senate?
Well, I like to help people run. So back in April, I got looking to see who I was going to help run, and I got going through the United States Senate list, and there just wasn't anyone there I could vote for. So mentioned it with the wife. We had a discussion, and all of a sudden, here we are.
You felt like you didn't have anyone in the Senate currently that you could support, including Senator Sanders?
That's correct. Yeah, we've been voting against people for decades, you know, and we want to try something different, like voting for someone. So that's what we're doing.
And so what? Why do you think people should support you for U.S. Senate?
Because I'm not there, for one thing, and not enthralled in the whatever you would call it that you see down there where people just holler at each other and don't really communicate very well. And just to throw another thought in there from outside of the system.
Well, let's talk about a few national issues that will be top of mind in the next congressional session. The Trump administration has put together efforts to cut the number of legal immigrants to a historic low. Do you support those efforts of the Trump administration?
Well, I'd have to see the whole nine yards of the his numbers and all. But I support legal immigration. I mean, all my grandparents and great-grandparents came in legal immigration. I'd have to see why he's wanting to cut the numbers back and weigh it against where we are.
Well, the president has obviously been vocal about illegal immigration, especially. Do you support the president's plan to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border?
Well, I believe in borders. And if the border's being breached, I believe in that we should take efforts to fill the gaps. And I'll see what's on the table, how much it costs, how big it's going to be, and go from there. But if it's reasonable, I do believe in a secure border.
Okay. Senator Sanders, who you're running against, is a longtime proponent of universal health care, so-called Medicare for All. Do you support that policy?
I'm really confused about why in the world people want Donald Trump to be in charge of my health care. I'm very much against that. I'd rather have my own health care, and I separate health care from sick care. And I think that's a very necessary thing to do because there are a lot of things we can do for our health that we're not doing. And a lot of the things we breathe, we eat, we consume, we drink are really contributing to our illnesses. And I think we need to study this out a little bit further, get some young folk involved into studying the effects of food, air, water, and other things on our bodies and to teach our young people how our bodies function so that we can actually be healthy. And that would cut down on the overdrain of our sick care system, which I think is just swamped.
To another issue, last year, Governor Phil Scott passed gun control legislation after a former student at Fairhaven High School was accused of having a plan to shoot up that school. Where do you stand on the issue of gun control?
I believe I came to Vermont for there was two gun laws. You have the right to bear arms and you have the right to not bear arms. And I'm in favor of both of those. But as far as we get into school shootings, we have a situation. I have this saying that school shooters are school children. There's something wrong in the schools. I believe it starts in the schools with the teaching of the secular humanist, progressive socialist indoctrination and the abandonment of the scientific method. We've abandoned the scientific method to teach indoctrination into something that contradicts our Declaration of Independence, which says our rights are endowed to us by our Creator. Now, if there's no Creator, where do your rights come from? And I believe this is the core, the root cause of a lot of our confusion and a lot of what is not restricting people in their own freedom to refrain from doing some really crazy things. So that's where I'm heading, and that's where I think we need to focus our view and discussion to see what we are actually doing to ourselves.
Bruce Buza is an independent candidate for U.S. Senate. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Henry. Appreciate it.